My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, as Wiggy would say, what up, adults?
Although no Wiggy. Is he abusing the flex system again? I didn't know Wiggy wasn't working today.
Yeah, I double-checked the schedule, and I saw that he wasn't in the studio this morning, and it says Wiggy off today.
Did I miss him mentioning it during Friday's show?
I don't think he mentioned it Friday. I think he mentioned it on Thursday before we went away.
Oh, he did. Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, to be candid, Wiggy's not relevant today. Neither am I. The two people that Boston most wants to hear from are you and Courtney.
Ooh.
Given social media post that went viral last night from your dinner.
We had an eventful afternoon yesterday.
We did.
Courtney and I. Sunday dinner. The dinner. Are we going to get to that now, or you want to get to that later? There's a lot to when it comes to that. I guess I call it a meeting. I mean, it was a dinner. It was a meeting. We can unpack it at some point. Probably not right off the bat.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions people have on social media.
Oh, yeah. A lot of comments on social media.
Very split on how people feel about you and I meeting with her.
Yeah, I felt like for the most part, people understand. I can't wait to talk about it.
Me neither.
There's a couple comments from people who were disturbed or disgusted that the two of us were sitting down and chatting with somebody who was accused of a crime and was not found guilty of said crime in a court of law. In fact, it was a mistrial. So I believe that if I remember Curtis correctly, it's still America. One is allowed to have dinner with somebody else.
Even if she did what she is accused of, which I have said I do not believe,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? Don't we have jailhouse interviews
Correct.
All the time?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, of course.
So
yes.
Even if that were to be the case.
Yes.
But
yes. I don't think that is the case. And I wake up this morning. I don't care about the negative comments, the very few that are out there. I believe that I am on the right side of history here.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it more than I ever have. And I think from the beginning, I've been pretty vocal about how I feel like something is amiss in this case.
Something is up.
Something is up in the ocean and in this case.
Yeah. Something is up in the judicial system and in the ocean.
I have a question for you. Nothing about the meeting. Did you bring the 1982 Margaret Margot wine?
No, I did not. I forgot to bring that bottle of wine.
You brought it home, though, right?
I did bring it home, yes. I did not leave it at the Sam Adams tap room. But, by the way, what a day Friday was.
Awesome.
Just absolute blast celebrating 5 years of the show. Thanks to every single one of you who came out. Thanks to all of the guests who called the show. It was, I thought, all around a great way to celebrate the fifth birthday of the show on Friday. It was excellent. So,
and how about the governor posting all the photos herself? I mean, it was pretty cool. I have to say, I had a one-on-one with Governor Healey.
Yeah, I mean, one of the great political feuds of my lifetime apparently ended on Friday.
Yeah,
have we shared that photo of the two of them? Like, it's like you know the photo that they have of JFK, and he's like, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he's out in the Rose Garden talking with, you know, his brother in the shadows. That was the photo from Friday of Curtis and the governor and when they put their differences aside, yes.
And to paint the picture, we took that photo that Mitch just shared on Twitch, and we're walking back to go do the show, and Curtis turns around and goes back to Governor Healey, and I said, oh boy, I want to be close, but not too close during this, and it looked very mature. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I believe there was a hug.
There was a hug. Governor Healey and I spoke, and I had to explain a joke, which is, I don't know, I've done that a couple times. Mm-hmm. And I said to her that when she was frustrated about, Mitch, I sent that to you, you should have it. She was frustrated after her appearance at the Capitol Grill, mm-hmm. where I said that Jim and Marjorie and her were going to celebrate bike lanes mm-hmm. after she had just denounced them on our show. And I explained that we had this young lady, Trenny Kucnarek, now Trenny Casey, who used to do the morning show and then go to the afternoon on Jim and Marjorie, and she would always say the opposite. I said, clumsy joke, but I just was having a good time. And she looked at me and she said, Chris, well, thank you, but I agree with you on bike lanes. We need to do something about this.
That's great. That's good news.
And I said, well, if you need someone, I will be your czar of mm-hmm. anti-bike lane.
There it is, the two of them. Obviously talking about not only about bike lanes, but about eventual total world peace, how the two of them together could perhaps bring that to all of us.
Do you think she considers Curtis a thought partner?
Probably
after that?
She probably does.
Yeah. I think
private
so.
Circles, yes. But maybe she, deep down.
I think she probably does.
A thought partner?
Yeah, a thought partner. Well, speaking of that, disastrous weekend for the Red Sox. Swept by the Astros. And just to add a little cherry on top of the bad-tasting dessert, Jarren Duran caught on a hot mic saying untoward things toward a fan who was riding him a little bit. That's the saying goes. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a long season. There's a lot of games left, but... I mean, if any team is going to sweep you, I guess you would expect it might be the Astros or the Phillies or, I mean, I don't know.
I would just ask everybody to picture a world where Alex Cora wasn't extended because everything would be different today. And there is already some animus. Shaughnessy was pretty good over the weekend saying they went bargain basement shopping, or as Wiggy would say, the bargain bin.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you get. The relievers they acquired stunk. Jarren Duran. I mean, yesterday was the nadir. Like, that was watching and seeing the way they lost that, going down 10-0, a night after you get a leadoff double, down a run in the ninth inning. Devers is on second. He doesn't move an inch. Three straight outs, and you lose that game down a run. Friday night, you blow a lead, got a 3-1 lead. And then yesterday, you get blown out, and then there were sort of murmurs of what somebody had overheard, and then by the time we woke up this morning, the Red Sox had released a statement.
It was pretty obvious in the broadcast, though. Like, when he said it, it was loud and clear, in my opinion. And Jarren Duran's been through a lot. We've talked about it, and I've been a fan of Jarren Duran for everything he's overcome. But you're a 20-something-year-old grown man, and you know that you have mics all around you, and you know that there are cameras on you at all time, and you know that that language, that's my least favorite word out there. So for me, I was disappointed, and we're going to get to his response. He did release an apology in statement form during trending. But that is just such a bad look for the Red Sox. Like, there's no excuse.
Is it a bad look for the Red Sox, or is it a bad look for him?
It's a bad look for the Red Sox because he won the Heart and Hustle Award that day, and they posted that he had won that with that. They're shaking hands, basically. The fact that he wins this award and he's caught on that hot mic in the same, you know, couple hours. So.
Using the Red Sox own policies, I believe after the fiasco with Adam Jones, and we talked about that ad nauseum, that they have a zero tolerance policy for that type of language. Obviously, Adam Jones was a racial slur. This is a homophobic slur. But I understand being enraged in the moment. It's just sort of was the worst possible way to cap an awful weekend. Like, it feels like the season may have ended yesterday. I know it didn't.
No, don't say that, Curtis.
But it was just an awful, awful weekend. I was Went to bed Friday night thinking Ken and I would be talking about the Sox on a roll. Everything's going in the right direction. And it's just been everything that's happened wrong could have in the last 3 days.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. We are here in the studio today and then off to Fenway Park tomorrow and Wednesday for the 22nd annual NESN WEEI Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. More on that as the morning moves along. We are going to get to today's leads in about 10 minutes or so. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will definitely talk about when Gerard Mayo says big time, big money free agents will want to come to New England again. Good news from Gerard Mayo on when we can finally land a big fish.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Around these parts, Curtis.
For the first time in my life, I'm envious of Bears fans. I watched Caleb Williams. Holy cow.
How much fun is he?
I would officially like to retract my condemnation of his desire to rip the locker room and its cleanliness. He can do anything he wants. I don't care. He is...
real deal?
Oh, I know it's one preseason game, and I know...
He got a lot of time. He got a lot of minutes.
And he looked a lot... like, dude, it's just fun. Like, he just plays fun. Is he going to make a ton of mistakes, probably? Yes. But at the same time, he's going to have, like, 1,000 highlight plays, and Bear fans are just going to be excited.
Yeah.
The Bears have literally never had a good quarterback. They've never had a quarterback throw over 3,500 yards in a season. This is... perfect situation for the Bears.
What about Jim McMahon? Great Jim McMahon?
He had a great headband, and he could do a shuffle. But I would say the Patriots watching these bad teams that have a quarterback, it feels like they are in a position that you just... Drake may be great, but watching... Even J.J. McCarthy had a dime. I mean, it's these offenses with these rookie quarterbacks were playing all over the weekend, and it just reinforced my frustration about the way the Patriots handled last Thursday night.
No, there is somebody on the Subaru of New England text line who is already coming at Scheim because over the weekend, an awful lot of rookie quarterbacks saw a considerable amount of time when it came to preseason games. So that is directed right at you, Scheim.
Yeah, and, I mean, I said it on Friday morning that he should have played more. I 100% agree. I think it was kind of silly that he didn't play more than a series or two. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's kind of dumb. He should have at least played a quarter. I mean, J.J. McCarthy had like 18 passes. Like, what are we doing?
Anybody addressing what Gerard Mayo said about that during their lead?
No.
Okay. I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to discuss it.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it. I was going to do it, but I can pivot. I can talk about an absolute affront to humanity, which is going on beaches in a certain part of this world.
Oh,
if
boy.
You want. I can do that, and you can get to what Gerard Mayo said about Drake May in minutes. All right.
Are you surprised looking at how the team is constructed right now and kind of the vulnerability they've shown with the media that they are not the focus of Hard Knocks? Like, watching the Bears right now, I'm like, this would have been awesome if it was the Patriots to have a new head coach, to have a team where, you know, you got to get to know a lot of these guys. Watching the Bears, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm like, I'm over the moon about watching like this team, and I'm excited to see what we have in front of us. Like, I just wish that the Patriots would have that moment in a time like this.
Yeah.
Because I think it would have added a lot of excitement for fans, because you just see these players, you see the coaches in different ways, and it also, they make the team look really, really good.
They won't do it with a first year head coach, right?
Right. Or, I mean, the Patriots, I'm sure, could have volunteered, but there's a bunch of policies where if you're a playoff team, you don't have to do it and whatever. But yes, one of them is if you have a rookie head coach, you are exempt, if you would like to be, from being on Hard Knocks.
How did Mac Jones look?
Oof.
Against the Chiefs, Shime.
I believe he was the third string quarterback.
The island needs an answer on what happens with Mac Jones.
He got
season.
Outplayed by C.J. Beathard, if that answers your question.
All right. Well, Wiggy's off. Another flex day for Wiggy. He will be back tomorrow for Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon Day 1 at Fenway Park. But let's get right to Courtney and to what is trending this first hour.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox fell to the Astros 10-2, getting swept at home by Houston. A bad weekend that was made worse when a Nesson hot mic picked up Jarren Duran using a homophobic slur at a fan. And I see a lot of people in Twitch already asking, well, what was the fan saying? The fan was basically, it seemed like he was yelling, you need a tennis racket to connect.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, Jarren issued a statement that read, during tonight's game, I used a truly horrific word when responding to a fan. I feel awful knowing how many people I offended and disappointed. I apologize to the entire Red Sox organization, but more importantly, to the entire LGBTQ community. Our young fans are supposed to be able to look up to me as a role model, but tonight I fell far short of that responsibility. I will use this opportunity to educate myself and my teammates and to grow as a person. The guys will try to turn the page tonight, welcoming the Rangers to Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. The closing ceremony took place yesterday at the Paris Games after both the U.S. men's basketball team and the women's soccer team both took gold.
Are you sad that the Olympics are over? You love the Olympics.
I do love the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
I was over it. At the end of last week. Yeah.
Were you excited to see Tom Cruise grab the Olympic flag and jump on his motorcycle and ride it back towards Los Angeles? Is he there yet? Or can he make it all the way from... I should ask Wiggy. Can Tom Cruise make it on a motorcycle from Paris, France, all the way to Los Angeles?
You can't.
He can't. Okay. Yeah. He would just jump... like Mission Impossible style over
right.
the Atlantic Ocean.
Is right.
that,
he okay. would jump and then latch onto a stealth bomber and
okay.
then fly back
right.
home.
Excellent.
I'm
Excellent.
Not a big Tom Cruise fan, so I was kind of like, meh.
Really?
I saw that. Yeah. No.
The man is, I don't care about his personal picadillos. The man is an extraordinary actor.
Yeah.
I mean, no
the
respect.
The Scientology of it yeah. all just leaves a bad taste
How
in my
is
mouth.
It still alive?
Yeah.
It
like,
does, it really
yeah.
is.
How
yeah.
many documentaries have to be aired about the true evil of Scientology for
yeah.
these people to still be like in good standing?
It's very, very weird.
Leah Remini is like a goddess for what she revealed mm-hmm. about that whole thing.
But can't you leave, don't you leave that part of it out, Courtney, or it affects your view of him as an actor?
It just does. Yeah. I know it shouldn't, but.
Well, I mean, never forget that during COVID, he was the man who was able to get all of the actors and the movie people back to work, if I remember correctly, during a moment where he was yelling at everybody.
We are the gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers! And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired! And I see you do it again, you're gone! And anyone on this crew does it! That's it! And you too! And you too! And you! If you ever do it again!
And after that,
Not a single person went on that movie set without a mask on, which was very important.
When James becomes an adult and we hear that and he asks, what was that time like? I'm like, well, a bunch of very healthy people decided they couldn't act without a mask on for fear of getting a cold.
Excuse me, social distance, please. Yeah.
Tom Cruise slowed the spread. A crazy situation in gymnastics as Jordan Chiles has been ordered to return her bronze medal after the Olympic Committee said that the inquiry into her scoring wasn't submitted in time. So if you weren't paying close attention to this, Jordan Chiles, you get two scores if you're a gymnast. One of them is for difficulty. If your coach does not agree with what the judges put out for that, they can issue an inquiry into it. You need to do it within a minute after the score is released.
Okay.
So they did. Her score got changed. She then got bronze. She went from fifth to third.
Yeah.
Now, you know, days later, they're coming out saying she needs to return the bronze. U.S. Gymnastics has said that they found another video that shows that her coach submitted it in time. The governing body said in a statement that it has submitted the video as well as a formal letter to the Court of Arbitration for Sport as part of a request to reinstate Chiles' bronze.
Did she take the bronze medal and get out of France? Because if she did, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Amen.
I hope she got right out of there with it. That's what happened to me when I won the Marconi. I was sure that there was a mistake somewhere, so I took a chime. I walked right out of the ballroom and right to my hotel room in
Genius.
New York.
Well done.
Then they can't take it away from you later.
And you slept with it.
I did sleep with it, yes.
In the nude.
Uh-huh.
Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, ground beef and turkey are on sale. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Just $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. By the way, later in the show, I'm going to explain how the first ever Greg Hill jinx may actually be impacting a place, not a person.
Really?
Look out. I'll just say Ernesto.
Ernesto.
63 degrees and sunny right now. Afternoon high approaching 80. Next hour, I will explain why Greg Hill may have ruined an entire populace.
Is this a tease for the weather next hour? Oh, that's next level.
I mean, well, how do you get to number one? You have dinner with Karen Reed, and then we figure it out with the weather teasers.
That is next level. All right. Our leads coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.